So you've just had a great audition. You finished up, and the director turns to you and says, "Great job." What do you think that really means? I'm going to tell you what it really means in this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Welcome to this episode. So glad that you're here. We're calling this a patio, a podcast on video. I know, I couldn't come up with a different name. I tried all sorts of combinations of that, and it didn't kind of work out. But this episode we're calling Not Reading Between the Lines. Exactly what is really being said when what you heard might not be what is really meant. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you so very much. If this is your very first time tuning into Casting Actors Cast, I am so glad that you're here. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. We're having a lot of fun. Over the past year and a half, we've been doing these podcasts. They're heard all over the world. I'm close to 14,000 downloads so far with Casting Actors Cast, and we're having an excellent time. I also want to suggest that you check out our website, castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find all kinds of goodies, some freebies, some past episodes, and a way that you can get a free downloadable 100-page PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. All completely free by just filling out the contact form. You can ask me a question. You can leave me some messages. There's also a way that you can leave me a voice message, which is also kind of fun. It's really a great way to stay in touch and to feel part of this community of listeners and viewers of Casting Actors Cast. Thank you so very much. Today's episode is Not Reading Between the Lines, and, you know, I love when theme weeks happen. During the course of my week, from teaching classes to holding sessions to setting up sessions to meeting with actors to interviewing for a film this week that our office did, and it turned out really great. It looks like we've booked another feature film for ourselves, so we're very, very excited about that. But, you know, I always love it when weeks take kind of an interesting theme. I want to share a little bit about a couple of questions that I got on email and a couple of situations that happened before we jump into our subject matter, because I think also it kind of ties each other in a kind of a neat way. So let's see if I can make this work. But first and foremost, I received an email from an actor who preferred to stay anonymous. And let's get to the questions that I received this week right now. This particular question, by the way, is anonymous. The actor had a situation that they would love to have some feedback on. And so I'm going to try and share the situation to the best of my ability, sort of paraphrasing the email. But it has to do with an actor who signed with an agent and was excited to sign with an agent, although there were a little bit, some, you know, slight, you know, uncomfortable things that happened. Nothing serious, but this actor went ahead and signed with the agent and was very, very excited. Now, it also turns out that around that same time period, that actor went out on their own, auditioned for something, and booked the job, got the gig. Now, because that actor was signed with the agent now has an expectation of receiving their 10%, even though the agent didn't directly help that actor get that job. So now the question becomes, the actor's a little upset because it feels a little bit like the agent's trying to piggyback off of something that the actor got on their own. Is that right? And what could be done about it? So here's my answer. Unfortunately, if you've signed with an agent in that area that you just booked something, even though it was on your own, you are legally obligated to that agent for their commission. I know, it sounds bad. It sounds wrong, doesn't it? On the other hand, I have to say that it is incumbent upon the actor as the CEO of your own company to make sure, most importantly, you've read all of the contract and you have that understanding with the agent. If you were to say to the agent, you know, if I book something within the next couple of weeks, even though you didn't help me, am I obligated to you? That might have been a good question to ask. The contract very clearly states that in that particular area, for example, if you sign up for theater, film, and television, and a theater job comes your way, you are obligated. The other suggestion I have for you is to make sure that anytime a situation like that where you're going to be signing with an agent happens, your due diligence includes making sure you ask actors who are signed with that agent already as much as you can about what it's like to work with that agent. You know, reputations are earned. And if it's a legitimate agent and they're there and have sincere interest in helping that client get work and work opportunities, then you would know that. And if this agent gave you a funny feeling and you weren't 100% sure that signing with this agent was the right thing to do, and then clearly, you know, they didn't live up to their end of what you thought should be fair, then I guess the only thing I can tell you is that you should really trust your gut. So I'm sorry I don't have a magical answer, but I do have a suggestion for perhaps there is a way that maybe you can work the situation out. And that is to make an appointment to see the agent face to face. Now, I don't mean doing it through an email. I don't mean doing it through a phone call. Making sure you have a sit down with that agent, explaining what happened and explaining the situation. I am hard pressed to imagine a legitimate, sincere agent not understanding and giving you and cutting you maybe a break on this one. Now, on the other hand, I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's the situation. So really, it's incumbent upon you to, you know, make that decision and make that choice. Also know that legally, you can break a contract with an agent after 90 days if they're not sending you out. So if you get no auditions, no appointments, and you don't book anything for 90 days, then you have an opportunity to break that contract. I hope that's been helpful to you. I'm very, very sorry that you had to go through that. But I hope it's a lesson learned. I hope that you know you are in it for the long haul, and that just by asking me that question and my ability to disseminate that to thousands of people, hopefully you've really helped somebody else in the community not make that mistake. Thank you so very much for the question. Now, another interesting situation that I'm just kind of putting in this question mailbag is that Pat was really surprised that she received an email from an actor, an unsolicited email, and it was, I understand you're casting for this particular project and I'm perfect for the role of whatever. I would like to make an appointment. which is kind of odd, right? So, yes, I understand you're casting it, so could you give me an appointment? You know, it's kind of weird. That's not quite how it works, actor. That's not quite the way it works. That's not quite the professional way in which we make appointments. And so that was just kind of an odd thing. In fact, you know, there was a desire to write back, but, you know, we're not here to educate you about the business. I mean, I am here on the podcast trying to do my best, but in a professional arena, I'm not here to be your teacher or your instructor on the business of the business. But you should know that that's kind of an inappropriate request to make, and it really points to your not knowing how it works. Now, the same actor, a couple of days later, said, I would like to make an appointment for that project. I would like to make an EPA appointment. So that's kind of another proverbial nail in that coffin, because the actor clearly doesn't know anything about EPAs to make a request of the casting director that you want to get seen at the EPA. For those of you who don't know, the EPA, Equity Principal Auditions, and equity members, union members in the United States, and if you're listening and you're from another country, for example, hearing this, there could be similar rules that apply, but I think this is important information, that when we are doing some casting for theater work in New York, we're required by EPA to hold EPAs, our Equity Principal Auditions. Sometimes they're one day, sometimes they're 3 days, whether we're doing an individual production of something at a regional theater or any theater, off-Broadway theater or Broadway theater, there is a requirement that we make opportunities for union actors to get seen. And so the actor then goes and finds out where this EPA is taking place. The actor then goes and finds out the information and signs up for an audition appointment. Usually you have to show up a little bit early in the course of the day, but there are slots available during the entire day where you can get a slot, and then you go and show up at that appointment time and you get seen. That's an equity union requirement. That is not the purview of the casting director to make EPA appointments. So, dear actor, understanding how it works is probably one of the most important things that you would benefit from learning. And to get our email and email us with those two requests is really not helpful and is saying more to your lack of understanding than anything else I could think of. I hope that that's a lesson. And for those of you who didn't know that, maybe I've helped you as well. And I certainly hope that I've did. Today's episode, Not Reading Between the Lines. The purpose of that title is because this has happened to me when I was acting and I would leave an audition and it took me a long time to not try to interpret what was really being said when the casting director or the director said, good job. Thank you so much for coming in. Or, excellent work. Thank you. Or, that was fantastic. I really think it's great that you came in. Or, wonderful. Excellent. Have the great rest of your day. Because so many times, as actors, we're so needy for some kind of feedback, some kind of validation, that anything that is said to us at the end of an audition, we try to hang on to and to try to grapple with what that really means. And I'm here to say that that's a mistake. I'm here to say it really doesn't mean anything. So, for example, when you hear, excellent, thank you very much, you're thinking, oh my gosh, that means I'm getting a callback. What it really means is, that was a nice audition. Thank you. That's all that that means. There's nothing more to it than that. When a casting director says, really good work, really nice job. Thank you. Thank you so much. Many actors will interpret that as being, he likes me, she likes me. I think that's going to be like, that's just made my day. When in reality, that might be something that the director or the casting director just says normally to every actor that auditions. So be really careful not to try to make something out of what is a courtesy, what is just generally a kind thing to say to end a moment in an audition. Unless you know it's a direct offer, really important that things that are said immediately after audition should be treated with kindness and understanding, and that's it, and then leave. Because come on, think about it. What if, well, let's put it this way. What would you like to have said to you after you audition? Would it just be, thank you, and nothing else? Now, you know, many actors would think, oh my God, they hate me. That's not going to, you know, that doesn't feel right. I must have done a terrible job. When it could just be, you know, a nice, kind thing to say at the end of an audition. So what if you wanted the producer or the director or the casting director to say, wow, that was absolutely the most amazing audition I have ever seen. Now, come on, clearly, that being said to you would really be totally inappropriate. Even if it were true, it would be an inappropriate thing to say at that moment. And if it wasn't true, then how disingenuous of somebody to give you that kind of a statement. So you really wouldn't want to hear that after your audition, would you? Although on first thought, it might be nice. Let reality set in on that statement for a moment. It's probably something not appropriate and not really, really great, unless it's followed up by, we'd like to hire you. I just can't imagine that ever happening in a room. And along the same lines, I haven't seen too many times in fact, I haven't seen, but it's only happened on a couple of rare occasions with Pat, that the director or the producer would say, you know what, you're it. Thank you. And I'm going to be offering you the job because you did such a great job. I think, you know, you can count on your hand over a 30-year period of time that that maybe happened once or twice. So having that kind of an expectation is just a waste of your time and energy. So be careful not to do that. In continuing with that theme, here are a couple of other reasons why it's difficult for us to say something other than something that's a courteous thing to say at the end of an audition. And that is, there are so many directors out there who really tell us, the casting people, I need to sleep on any decision that I make. I'm not making any decision today at all. It's going to take me, I need to sleep on it. You know, and that's a legitimate request. So there's no expectation that we want the director to automatically decide, because also there is this other thing that happens, which is the director might feel that the next person that comes in could be it. So there's so many variables that you're not in control of or aware of. So think about that kind of uncomfortable moment that you feel after an audition. And what could you say? What is the right thing to say? Maybe you should think about what is the best thing for you to say. Let's take that point of view. And I really believe strongly that there are some things that can really help you put closure on that moment so you can get on with your day, move on to the next audition without any kind of mind tripping, right? If you just spent a few minutes thinking about it, I think that you will find that this is a really effective tool after you've completed an audition. And there are some qualifications first. The first qualification is this: only do this if you've read the play and you've really spent time and effort working on the role and you feel genuinely connected to this role and really would love to play the part. So those are the qualifications before you go ahead and use my suggestion. But the suggestion is this. The suggestion is for you to simply say, I would love to be a part of this project. That's all you need to say. So the casting director, the director say, thank you. And you say, gosh, thank you. You know, I would really love to be a part of this project. Thank you. That speaks volumes. That's a way of leaving a really positive impression about you, as long as it's sincere and it's not an acting job. It's just you being sincere that you really love the role. You really would love to have an opportunity to play it. You really felt connected to the material. Then that's an excellent reason for you to say that. And I think that that should be sort of your default statement if you've done the work anytime an audition is over. Don't let those folks mess with your mind by trying to speculate or reinterpret what was being said. I just think that that is such a healthier approach that you'll find it really beneficial. You'll find also the subliminal thing here is that you're going to find that when you leave the room, you're going to feel really, really great. You're going to say that, you know, you did it, the audition, you worked on it, you delivered the goods, you showed me how you're going to play the part. And now that uncomfortable thing after the audition is over doesn't have to be uncomfortable any longer. And that's a positive, professional approach. I hope that this has been helpful for you today. Thank you very much for the letters and the requests for information. To all the students I've had in classes over the past few weeks, thank you so much. I really enjoy teaching. It's been a dream of mine. And I hope that you continue to be a listener and a viewer now, because this is a patio, a podcast video of Casting Actors Cast. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.